已故作家汪曾祺先生
The deceased writer Mr. Wang Zhengqi
有一篇非常著名的小说叫《陈小手》
There is a very famous novel called Chen Zaiashu
讲的是一个发生在民国时期的故事
The story is set in the Republic of China era
说当地啊有一个妇产科医生叫陈小手
There's a gynecologist named Chen Zaiashu in the area.
他是一位男医生。
He is a male doctor.
当时呢，一般人家呀，很少请男性的妇科医生啊来接生。
At that time, it was very rare for ordinary families to invite male doctors to assist in childbirth.
只有在万不得已的时候。
Only when absolutely necessary.
才会请他来。
That's why he was invited.
陈小手的得名呢
The name Little Clown comes from
就是因为他的手啊特别小
It's because his hands are particularly small
比一般女人的手还小
Smaller than an average woman's hand
各种这个难产横生倒生
Various difficulties arise. Some are difficult, some are easy.
哎
，
都能给接生下来。
All can give birth.
而且呢，就因为他的手小，动作细腻。
And that's because he has small, delicate movements.
他可以减少产妇的很多的痛苦。
It can reduce a lot of pain for mothers.
那一般情况下呢？
In general,
人们还是有所忌讳啊。
People still have taboos.
不会请她。
Don't ask her.
但是遇到这个。
But when encountering this,
比如产妇胎位不正啊。
For example, the fetus is in the wrong position in the womb.
这个一般的这个接生婆束手无策啊。
This is a common situation where the midwife is helpless.
这种时候。这个时候就会建议说啊，去请陈小手吧。
At this time, I would suggest asking Chen Zaiashu.
陈小手呢，有一匹白马。
Where is Chen Zaiashu? He has a white horse.
他就常常骑着这匹白马赶到各处去接生。
He often rode this white horse to deliver babies.
大家呢就管他叫白马。
What about you? You call him White Horse.
陈小手
Chen Zaiashu.
那当地的同行
However, local colleagues.
比如说医生啊
Some doctors.
有内科的
Do you have any internal medicine doctors?
有外科的
There are surgeons.
其实都有点看不起陈小手
Actually, they all look down on Chen Zaiashu.
但是呢，陈小手不在乎这些。
But Chen Zaiashu didn't care about these.
只要有人来请。
As soon as someone asks.
立刻就是跨上白马，飞奔而去。
Immediately, he galloped away on horseback.
据说呢，正在呻吟的这个产妇啊。
Apparently, this pregnant woman is groaning.
听到他马脖子上那个铃声啊
Hearing that bell on his horse's neck,
就能安定不少
This will definitely bring you some peace of mind.
陈小手呢，一般是先下马啊
Where is Chen Zaiashu? Did he usually start first?
进了产房
Once inside the delivery room.
过了一会儿呢，就会听到哇的一声。
After a while, you'll hear a wow sound.
孩子呢，就落地了。
The child has landed.
然后陈小手满头大汗就走出来。
Then Chen Zaiashu came out, sweating profusely.
对着男主人拱拱手啊。
Bow to the master.
说恭喜恭喜，母子平安。
Congratulations, congratulations, the mother and child are safe.
然后男主人呢，满面笑容。
Then the master smiled broadly.
把这个酬金红包啊，就递过去。
Give this bonus to him.
陈小手呢，接过来看。
Where is Chen Zaiashu? I'll take a look.
也不看，装到口袋里边，洗洗手。
Don't look, just put it in your pocket and wash your hands.
喝杯热茶，道一声得罪、哎、
A cup of hot tea, a polite greeting.
出来上马，走远了。
Come out and take a walk.
就这样。
That's it.
陈小手啊，可以说是救了很多人的命。
Chen Zairashu, on the other hand, saved many lives.
那有一年呢，当地来了一个军阀团长。
There was a year when a warlord came to the local area.
这个团长的姨太太呀。
This commander's wife.
要生孩子了。
I'm going to have a baby.
但是呢，生不下来，难产了。
But if the baby doesn't come out, it's a difficult birth.
这个姨太太啊，也比较胖啊。
This aunt is also quite fat.
几个接生婆都没有办法。
Several deliveries were unsuccessful.
那边产房里边啊。
Inside the delivery room.
姨太太大声的在嚎叫啊。
The wife was screaming loudly.
外边呢，军阀团长就叫人啊。
Outside, the warlord was so intimidating.
去请陈小手来。陈小手这个骑马赶到，团长。
Go ask Chen Zairashu to come to the commander.
正在那急得来回走呢。
He was rushing back and forth there.
见到了陈小手，说。
I saw Chen Zairashu say.
大人孩子都得给我保住。
I must protect.Both adults and children.
保不住。
Can't keep.
要你脑袋，进去吧。
Go ahead and put your brain in it.
陈小手啊，就进了产房了。
Chen Zairoshu, you've entered the delivery room.
最后花了92虎之力。
It took a lot of effort.
总算把孩子给掏出来了。
Finally, the baby was delivered.
累得也是精疲力尽。
Exhausted, I was completely drained.
一里歪斜地走出来。
Which one is crooked?
对着团长拱拱手说。
Bowing to the captain and saying,
团长。
Commander.
恭喜您是个男娃，少爷。
Congratulations, you are a male.
团长呢，呲牙一笑啊。
The commander smiled, showing his teeth.
说难为你了。
I'm sorry, Dad.
随后呢，掏出了20块大洋。
Then he pulled out 20 large bills.
往陈小手面前一送，陈小手客气地说啊。
I brought a gift to Chen Zairoshu.
太重了。
Too heavy.
太重了。
Too heavy.
然后呢，揣上了这20块现大洋，告辞了。
Then he left with the 20 county officials.
说了一声。
Say a word.
得罪。团长说，不送。
I was told by the captain that he wouldn't send it.
然后呢，就来到了这个小说的结尾。
Then the novel reached its end.
也是高潮。
Also climax.
部分。汪曾祺写道
Some of Wang Longqi wrote
陈小手出了天王庙
Chen Zairashu left the Tamwang Temple
跨上白马团长掏出手枪来
Captain White Horse pulled out his pistol
从后面一枪把他打下来了
He was shot from behind
团长说
The commander said
我的女人怎么能让她摸来摸去
How can I make my wife stop touching me?
她身上除了我任何男人都不许碰你
No one but me is allowed to touch you
你小子太欺负人了
The boy is being bullied
他奶奶的团长觉得怪委屈
His grandmother, the commander, felt very wronged.
说完了。这篇小说啊
，finished this novel.
发表在1987年的《人民文学杂志》上。
published in the People's Literature Magazine in 1987.
当年看的时候我就被惊得不醒了。
When I watched it back then, I was completely shocked.
现在再看心里还是挺堵得慌的。
Now, even when I look at it, I still feel a bit stuffy and panicked.
你觉得这个团长够坏吧？
Do you think this leader is bad?
可是团长也有他自己的逻辑啊。
But the commander also has his own logic.
我的女人怎么能让别人摸来摸去呢？
How can my wife let others touch her?
这个陈小手太欺负人了。
This Chen Zairushu is too bullying.
感觉似乎团长的委屈也有点道理。
It seems like the captain's grievance also has some truth to it.
而且这个道理让我们哑口无言。
And this truth makes us speechless.
没法说。
I can't say.
其实呢，现在也一样。
Actually, it's the same now too.
每发生一桩事件
，For every event,
你会发现，往往当事人呢都很委屈。
You will find that often the people involved are very aggrieved.
都有自己的道理。
Each has its own reason.
上个月，福建发生的那个毒杨梅事件。
Last month, a poisonous plum incident occurred in Fujian.
用那个有毒的药水泡那个杨梅、啊、
Put that poisonous potion on that plum.
对着记者的镜头
Facing the camera.
那个商户就说你要是曝光
The merchant said that if you expose it.
我比我害人更可恶
I am more annoying than I am harmful.
你可能会毁了全国的杨梅产业。
You might ruin the entire yang mei industry in China.
你说他说的有没有道理
？Do you think what he said makes sense？
还有刚刚塌房的这个鹅腿阿姨。
And just now I checked on Mrs. Duck Legs.
他说，虽然我用的是鸭腿。
He said that even though I used duck legs,
可是我被叫鹅腿
but I was called duck legs.
阿姨都几十年了
How old are you, auntie?
怎么会存在欺诈呢
How can fraud exist?
你说有没有道理
Do you think it makes sense?
那每当看到这样的道理
Whenever I see such a principle,
我就想起汪曾祺先生的小说里面那个委屈的团长。
I thought of the frustrated captain in Wang Zengke's stories.